The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Oh, hello again.
Hello. Again.
I see you are still wearing your iPod.
Yes. I am.
Are you still listening to podcasts?
Trying to. Sometimes when people keep bothering me, it is hard to listen.
Oh, I know. People talk and talk and talk at you when you are trying to do something or listen to something. It really drives me crazy too. I mean, some people just don't get it. They never know when to shut up. They just talk and talk and
never shut up.
Exactly. So, what podcast are you listening to? Big Fatty?
Oh. God. No. Big Fatty's show makes me fall asleep. I'm listening to Vera Speaks for Real.
Oh, I love Vera Speaks for Real. I love that show so much it makes me poop in my pants a little.
I know. Me too.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty's show makes me fall asleep.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 355 of the BFO for Monday, the 15th of June, 2009. Y'all halfway through June already. Where does the time go? Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to recap the weekend, plus I'm doing a very special favor for another podcaster. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. I can assure you Big Fatty's already in a bad mood because of the fucking 10-hour work days. Y'all, speaking of bad moods, I hope all of you survive Cosmo Filibration D, better known as ASDFJKL semicolon, because y'all, sometimes Big Fatty just has to blow it out. And y'all, whenever Big Fatty blows it out, Big Fatty gets so many comments. And 17 comments, and everybody, Big Fatty, are you okay? Big Fatty, you need to take the double Zoloft. And y'all, there's just all kinds of comments. And y'all, to make it all worse, I get up Friday morning and the fucking show didn't post because I don't know why. So I did everything right and I finally got it to post. But anyway, and I have to apologize to Jeffrey because his picture didn't post on time on Thursday. And anyway, what can I say? But y'all, Jeffrey's picture is up there. And I hope you'll go over there and take a look at it and all. And y'all, evidently Big Fatty has made the lodge again. And that Kim Beaver, you may know her from the Kim Brewer Lodge. She has posted, well, first of all, she's posted a picture of Miss Wes, who looks like he's a little constipated. But that Kim Brewer has posted a little video over there, which is really cute, y'all. It is entitled, A Day in the Menopausal Life of Big Fatty. And y'all, just go over there. And that's the little 6-minute cartoon over there. It's pretty much how Big Fatty's day was. So, anyway. Now, y'all, Big Fatty was so upset after Thursday. I blew it out. And oh, gosh, Big Fatty's show does put me to sleep. Anyway, Big Fatty, get on over to the Horror Hotel. So Miss Kitty and I hopped in the Ford Explosion, and we went to the Horror Hotel for the weekend and had a decent time. It was relaxing. Big Fatty had kind of the upset tummy on Saturday night, so I spent the evening catching up on sleep. And, all in all, it was a nice weekend. And, good God, why am I, well, y'all, I know why it is. It's because this fucking, snowflake microphone is right in front of me. But y'all, because of the 4-day work week, I'm behind on podcasts. So I'm just very far behind. And y'all, when you think of podcasters that are behind, I'm sure that you immediately think of the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes. Well, I know I think of the Sea Hag as soon as I think of late podcasters. And y'all, especially on Mondays. Now, y'all, I want to alert you to something. You know, Big Fatty took pictures down at the gay days of who he thought might be Antique Vera. And when I blew it out, I kind of... I kind of jumped your asses some, because some of you hadn't gone over to vote yet. But y'all, throw the votes out. Don't bother going over there now, because at noon today, Monday the 15th, which, by the way, is payday here at the coal mine, y'all, we have the picture of Vera. She has admitted that she was there. This is a picture that Gooch took during the Mickey's Backyard Barbecue, and I am posting it at noon today, and y'all, it is undeniably Vera. I mean, you've just got to go over at noon Eastern, and just see what the real Vera looks like. This is, in fact, y'all, this may be breaking news.
This is in the Batcave Newsroom. Shocking pictures of Auntie Vera Charles are released on the interwebs at noon.
Y'all, there's no doubt that this is Vera's picture. Now, speaking of Vera, when Big Fatty got back to town on Sunday afternoon, I went over to that Daniel Beaver's chat-a-thon, which he does prior to his show, which also runs late, by the way. I don't know if y'all knew this or not, but he's always consistently late in starting the show. And he's always... He's always blaming it on that Anne. And y'all, she is the laconic bed monkey, and it's not her fault. Daniel Beaver is out having a smoky treat. Some people refer to him as the breathing sticks, but anyway. But y'all, while I was in the chat room, I got a very strange question. And those that were in the chat room, Lurie Dean and Matthew from that Spanking a Corpse, because, you know, it used to be Spanking B. Arthur, but now it's, you know, she's dead. She's gone. Maybe it's Spanking Betty White now. I don't know. But anyway, who else was in the chat room? Different ones over there. And they can verify that Vera asked me if I had already recorded my Monday show, and I said, no, I hadn't. And she says, well, will you please make it all about me? And y'all, I feel the need to do something nice for Vera, because I don't know if you listened to her Friday show, but she played a song at the end of the show, a James Taylor song, which you know, she played it in the Fat One's honor, and so I feel like I need to return the favor. And y'all, she says, I'm going to be very, very late in posting my show, because we've got to take the diamond encrusted wheels on the motor vehicle to Ventura. Now, I don't know what the fuck's in Ventura, but anyway, the freeway, the Ventura freeway, I believe it's near the Slauson cutoff, where you get out of your car and you cut off your Slauson. But unless you come to the fork in the road. And those of you who are old enough to know Johnny Carson know what the fuck I'm talking about. And the rest of you are going, huh? But anyway, y'all, I have conversed with that Daniel Beaver. And y'all, you know, he's very big on this Pride 48 thing. So he knows about how the satellites work and everything. And by the way, Big Fatty has been given his first time slot for the Pride 48, you'll need to get out your pencil. In fact, I'll just give you a second here to go get your pencil. Now, y'all, by the time you're hearing this, Big Fatty may have another slot, but the confirmed slot that Big Fatty has, and y'all, that may be the title of today's show, Confirmed Slot. It sounds...
Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds so dirty. Oh, it's so dirty.
But anyway, the confirmed slot for Big Fatty is going to be Friday evening. It all starts at 7 p.m. with the kickoff show. That Daniel Beaver is going to be doing that from 7 to 9. And then Big Fatty comes on at 9 p.m. Eastern until 10. And, y'all, the way I see it, Daniel figured, okay, well, if anybody is going to fuck it up for the weekend, it's going to be Big Fatty. So I'll just stay on for another hour. You know, he'll be lurking in the wings, you know, just in case, you know, he needs to run in with a fire extinguisher or something and put it out. But Big Fatty has the very first individual podcast, non-kickoff show slot. So anyway, and if other slots become available, I will let you know about that. And the full schedule is going to be posted soon. I think it's – I don't know exactly when he's going to do it, but I think it's going to be this week. Well, it's got to be this week fairly soon anyway. Y'all, but anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be fun. Funsy onesie. Although there seems to be some confusion. Miss West signed up for a time slot, and he didn't realize he was signing up for Eastern time. So he was thinking he was going to get Pacific time, and he didn't. They're all Eastern time, and God only knows what Scotty and Atha thought. Yo, by the way, Scotty's doing 6 hours straight. So anyway. Daniel helped me with the satellites. And y'all, since Vera's show is going to be coming out so late tomorrow, he asked me if I could bring in a part of the show. And I had a little bit of trouble, so it's not great quality or anything, but I was able to hijack part of Vera's show tomorrow. And he just wants to give you, he wanted me to just give you a little tidbit, you know, something to hold you over until
I can get back from Ventura, back to the estate.
And I have been able to do that. And let me see if I can get that to play right now. Y'all, I am very gassy today. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this or not. Oh, shit. Oh, dear God.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, everyone. How are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good men everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
Weekday mornings on NBC, the full color network. Relax, put sunshine into your life, and enjoy NBC's morning lineup. On Monday through Friday, starting at 10 a.m., 9 Central and Pacific Time, see the fun-filled show, Fractured Phrases, with Art James. Then at 10:30, 9:30 Central and Pacific Time, Concentration, with the man who's always up with the sun, Hugh Downs.
Hello, I'm David Letterman, and I'm inviting you to watch my new show beginning Monday morning right here on NBC. It's going to be live. Now, remember, when it's live, there's always that air of the unexpected.
Tomorrow on this program, Rob Reiner will be here. I know you'll be looking forward to meeting him. Do you know Rob Reiner?
No.
Oh, he's terrific. He's directed a really nice new film. Also, B.B. King will be here tomorrow.
Oh, yes, that's Rob Reiner.
Yeah, Rob Reiner.
Yes, we all know Rob Reiner.
And Elaine Boozler. All right, Carol Geez, it was terrific to see you. Thank you very much for being here.
Boozler.
Elaine Boozler.
Yes.
Right after David Letterman, don't miss Wheel of Fortune, followed by Card Sharks at its new time. Then Password Plus. Something new is happening to daytime TV starting Monday on NBC.
Next at 11, 10 Central and Pacific Time, an hour of drama. Morning Star, followed by Paradise Bay.
Clark Peaberry Gum presents the Peaberry Shuffle.
A man's life force is in his nuts. In the base of his testicles.
And at noon, 11 Central and Pacific Time, when the sun is high, see Jeopardy with Art Fleming. At 12:30, 11:30 Central and Pacific Time, see Let's Play Post Office with Don Morrow. So put some sunshine into your mornings. Spend them with the Full Color Network, NBC.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles, and this is Vera Speaks for Real.
And y'all, it has been a very, very busy weekend for Gooch and I because we had to take the diamond encrusted tires to the motor home to Ventura. Now you're probably wondering, Vera, why did you have to take it to Ventura? Well, I'll tell you that, but I must apologize why my show is so late, but there have been just so many interruptions, everyone. We at the church. Hello? 144 roses. 144 roses? Are we at the funeral? It's not my funeral, is it?
Jesus.
Hello? Hello? Is this the organist? It's Vera. Do you like, Are you going to the meal afterwards? I understand they're gonna have fried chicken, and
if you like chicken, like I like chicken.
There's a knock at the door. It must be Gooch with my green tea. Come in and say hi, Gooch.
Hi. We're gonna go for another verse, Vera. Hi, lovies. It's
Who are you?
I'm Gooch, tea person.
Hi, Gooch, tea person. Love you.
Jesus, stop tonguing.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear Gus. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, that's what is going to be on Vera's Monday episode. And I'm so sorry to have to put you through that. But look at it this way. At least now you do not have to go over there and listen to that Monday show. It's going to be late anyway, y'all. I hope your weekend went well. And I hope your Monday goes well. Also, y'all, I can tell you right now, Big Fatty is going to be tie red by the time 6 o'clock gets here Monday evening. And y'all, don't forget, the real picture of Vera is going to be posted at noon Eastern today. And y'all, because you had to listen to this, even I will agree that
Big Fatty's show makes me fall asleep.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.